Hello?
Hi, this is Shelly from Eagle Moss. Did you request a call back?
Hello. Yeah, I see y'all charged my account. Anyhow, y'all hadn't sent me anything since like November. I called like, I don't know, a month ago. Well, not really, 2, 3 weeks ago. And you said you're just going to start sending it again, and I hadn't received nothing. What's going on?
Okay, yes, I can look into that for you. Mr. Christopher Quebec.
This is me.
Okay, and the address I'm showing is 709 Furman Drive.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Let's see.
And I mean, do people just like move all the time? I don't know. I find it annoying having to answer that question. I've been here for 12 years. I'm not going nowhere.
Yes, sir, it's a protocol for us. We have to ask every time. Okay, it looks like the most recent charge, this is actually on your Ecto-1 buildup, the Ghostbusters buildup. It looks like issue 12, I believe, was out of stock for a while, and that's what stopped it. And then it just reactivated, so it
Yeah,
started
but I don't
shipping.
want to re-go over that. Y'all never reached out to me, and it finally, after a few months, I was like, "Hey, I hadn't got nothing from y'all for a while. I had to contact you." So anyhow, yeah, I was disappointed in that, but so we decided to skip that until you get it back in stock. So, but I mean, we had this talk like 2 or 3 weeks ago, though.
Okay. I do see that it was just sent to the warehouse. It was yesterday, so I can't really stop it from here. How would you like to proceed, sir?
What do you mean, stop it? Did I anyhow indicate that I wanted it stopped?
I'm not sure, sir. You're giving me a lot of information, but I'm not really sure how you'd like to proceed with your account.
Okay, I'm asking
Yes?
why it took so long, and also why I got your attention. When are you going to start my solar system that I signed up for?
Okay.
And
What is up with?
I read over your site all this whining about the China virus and crap. I'm getting pretty sick of everybody blaming their horrible service on China virus. I've about had a gutful of it.
Okay. There's a lot of moving parts with the Ecto-1 buildup, so it looks like something was out of stock for quite some time. It did just come back in stock, so it's on the way. And you're inquiring about your solar system buildup. Let me check into that. Okay, for this one, let's see. It actually looks like a piece is missing out of this one as well. It's currently out of stock, so as soon as that comes in stock, it'll ship automatically.
The first piece? Because this is supposed to be the beginning ones.
Yes, sir. We have a lot of those actually ordering daily, so we're currently out of stock in that piece.
Is this the level of service I can expect going forward? We're supposed to be in a multi-year relationship.
I'm sorry, pieces go out of stock, sir. There's a lot of issues, so things go out of stock, and then we also transferred warehouses at one point. While
Yeah,
we
I
were out of
read
stock with
that. And
Ecto-1.
so you decided to transfer warehouses with apparently exactly no plan to provide relatively good customer service.
Okay. I believe they did send out an email to let everyone know. It did take some time
No, you
though, because we
didn't.
had to
No,
expand.
you didn't. I respectfully say no, you didn't. You never reached out to. I had to reach out to you after months of you not sending me anything on my Ghostbusters build. You, Eagle Moss, never reached out to me regarding it. And no, there was no email sent saying that your customer service is going to go in the toilet because you just don't care anymore.
Okay. I do apologize that you feel that way, sir.
Oh, is it a feeling I have? Or has your customer service been crappy?
Mine personally, I think I've been pretty good so far, but...
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about you're supposed to deliver crap in a timely manner once a month. Have you done it? I mean, we shouldn't even be talking, should we?
Okay, again, sir, I'm not really sure how you'd like me to proceed.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Why don't we get someone on here that will actually answer my questions, because you're clearly not going to.
I'm not really sure what you're asking. You're giving me a lot of information, but I'm not really sure what your questions are, sir.
I ask you, is this the level of customer service that I can expect going forward? We're supposed to be in a multi-year relationship here, and you clearly couldn't care less if you're with upholding your end of it.
Okay. Now, unfortunately, the solar system, the first piece, is currently out of stock, as I informed you. The Ecto-1 is not giving me anything stating that it's out of stock in the future, so that should come on time regularly unless something does go out of stock again, which they typically send emails to confirm that. The email we have on file is quebec@gmail.com. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
And I've received no email saying you're out of stock on the new order that I on the new build that I ordered. Nothing. This phone call, me reaching out to you yet again, is the only communication.
Okay. Yes, sir. But it shouldn't proceed that way. Everything has been transferred over, as far as I know, with the warehouses. I'm not at the warehouse, but as far as I know, they've...
Yeah, I get it. No one knows anything, and it's all China virus's fault.
No, I'm not blaming coronavirus, sir. I informed you that we switched warehouses. And the holiday season was a very large season, so a lot of stuff went out of stock because we had a lot of brand new orders coming in. But I'm not blaming anything on coronavirus. I'm just informing you this is what...
I read your website. Every other sentence was corona, was China virus. Every other sentence.
I mean, it did play a big part in slowing down our production. But so far, we've been getting everything back up.
And from my viewpoint, do you think that statement's believable?
Again, sir, I can only go by what I know. And from what I understand, everything has been transferred over. We shouldn't have any further delays. There's a lot of moving parts, again, like I said, with both of these options that you have. And so, unfortunately, things will go out of stock. But we have ways to move forward. So if they do go out of stock, we can always skip something.
Yeah, actually, y'all chose to do nothing for months and didn't contact me. So, I mean, what's the ways to move forward? Do nothing? Because that's apparently your way of going forward.
Okay. Well,
you didn't send me a shipment on Ghostbusters from November until I called y'all early in February.
Yes, sir, that is correct.
And it might not even been November. I'm not looking at my records right now.
It was.
It was months, though.
So if you notice a delay again, of course, you can always give us a call back. We can skip something if something's out of stock, and that way it'll push forward, and then we can unskip it when it comes back in stock.
Well, that was ultimately what we landed on, but how come it is up to me to reach out to you?
Okay. Yes, sir. I did verify the email. They do normally send emails to advise people.
No, they didn't.
Okay, I'm sorry. They're typically automatic. If the system failed, I can definitely send over a complaint for you.
Okay. Should I have received an email saying that part one of my new build's out of order or out of stock? Because I didn't.
Okay. Bear with me just a second, all right?